News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Let's return to the issue we've been discussing throughout the show. The Cabinet's plans today to outline a proposed referendum to keep in public ownership any company or authority responsible for the supply of water services. Richard Boyd Barrett, TD for Dunleary. Why do we need to put Irish Water's public ownership in the Constitution?
Well, this has been one of the central demands of the movement, the Right to Water movement.
Why?
Because we believed all along, and it was one of the key reasons that we mobilised a huge movement of opposition to water charges, was that once you brought in any form of charging mechanism whatsoever, once you monetised water, that it was absolutely inevitable that it would end up being privatised. Now, we succeeded through a big movement in forcing the government to back off with domestic water charges, but we want to secure into the future certainty that under no circumstances can the water resources of this country ever be privatised and just okay. be used for personal profit or gain.
You talk about a privatisation agenda. Irish Water needs €13 billion. Who in the right minds would want to invest in that in the private sector? And secondly, if there's a privatisation agenda, why wasn't the electricity network and the gas network, why weren't they privatised when we didn't have a bob to our name when the economic crash hit? We were bankrupt. And even then, there wasn't any move to privatise those. Why do you say there's a privatisation agenda?
I think there's absolutely no doubt that there would be moves to. I mean, we saw
but it didn't happen. It didn't happen with...
Sorry, Shane, if you just let me finish. Telecom was privatised.
It's hardly the same as gas, electricity and water.
It's basic infrastructure. And look at the cost that's being paid in terms of rural broadband. Now, precisely because of privatisation, and we've had moves to commence privatising our bus network. 10% of the Dublin bus network is already, so there is a privatisation agenda, and across the world, indeed.
You didn't answer my question about ESB and the electricity network and the gas network.
Water resources, Shane, have been privatised in huge numbers of countries across the world with disastrous consequences. In places like Bolivia, at one stage, we had private American companies trying to charge people to collect water off their roofs. So the idea that Ireland would be an exception
You're actually drawing an analogy between Ireland and Bolivia for the case for putting it into the Constitution.
If you want a better example, what about the United States where water services have been privatised? Or in Britain where water services have been privatised? My argument, Shane, is that across the world, wherever charges have been brought in, privatisation has followed quickly. And I note, by the way, and this is very interesting, although the government at one level talking about a constitutional referendum, which we have demanded, to keep water in public ownership, are also saying they want a particular wording that will leave the door open to public-private partnership. Now, that's very worrying, because public-private partnership, by another definition, is a form of privatisation.
Okay. The logic of that argument is better to have no private, better to have a bad water system, better to have E. coli in the water than to have any kind of private investment in our water system.
Well, that's an absolutely bogus argument.
Is it?
It's a totally bogus argument.
What happens if there's another economic crash and in 20 years' time we haven't invested in our water system? What happens in 20 years' time if there's another crash and we have no money to invest in our water system?
The reason we need to keep it in public ownership is because it cannot be prey to the ups and downs of the private market.
The other side of that argument is that if you answer my question, the other side of that argument is that we're cutting off any potential investment in a water system, and if we have no money to invest in it, that water system will just decline further.
Private money would only come into water if they thought they could make money out of it, right? And the whole point of the Right to Water movement is we do not want a basic natural resource monetized. Because it will mean water supply will no longer be based on human needs. It'll be based on whether you can pay for it. Secondly, it is not the case that private investment has been particularly successful in terms of privatisation elsewhere in the world. In fact, investment in the British water infrastructure declined after privatisation. So I don't trust the private sector to invest in basic.
Well, a lot of people don't trust
like
the public
water.
Sector to invest in because we haven't done so.
That is a political decision that was made by successive Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments, particularly after the crash in 2008, where they absolutely slashed the water investment programme. So yes, we need a hell of a lot more investment in our water infrastructure. But let's be clear, the public always ends up paying for this stuff. The question is, do they pay for it in a fair way and in a way that actually achieves the results we want?
Okay.
Or do they pay for it in an unfair way?
Final question on this.
Private companies.
Final question is, you, along with a majority of the country, voted to repeal the Eighth Amendment. One of the arguments put forward for repealing the Eighth Amendment, and it was a very logical, plausible, persuasive argument, was that the Constitution is absolutely no place to deal with very complex issues. You cannot deal with such complex issues in a short wording in the Constitution. How is this any different?
Well, first of all, there are already references to natural resources in the Constitution, but we want to tighten it up. And we also have references to things like the common good. And in fact, the amendment that we're looking to put in is very, very simple. It's saying that the water resource shall remain in the public interest in public ownership and management. That's a very simple...
Including group water schemes, including including private wells, including... You're going to nationalise private wells and group water schemes?
Well, I've always thought it's unfair that people that some people have to pay for the water and others don't. And so, yes, I do actually believe that, that we should have a public ownership of water resources and that it should be provided...
You didn't answer my question about the contradiction between the view you took about the Eighth Amendment and putting this into the Constitution.
The Eighth Amendment was about women's bodies.
Hang on. Of course, they're hugely different issues. And you know very well the point I'm making. The point is, it's very difficult, and it was the argument made, to deal with complex issues in a very short wording in the Constitution. The Constitution is no place for that. That's the argument.
I just don't agree. I mean, the Democratic programme, as it was known, one of the first draft constitutions, if you like, for the Irish state in 1921, proposed pretty much what we're proposing in terms of the natural resources of this country. So this is a fairly broad general principle about saying there are certain things that are basic rights of all citizens of this country, and therefore they should remain in the ownership of the state.
All right.
And I think that's a very reasonable proposal.